Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hi, Kurt.
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
That's great. I was just calling with the instant ratings on Kathy Lee's new musical.
Are the reviews?
Yeah, she lost half her audience in the first 3 days, I heard.
All right, now.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
All right, that one's right next. Right next that one. You get a ding for that.
Absolutely.
Thank
look
you.
At me.
Don and Mike show. Brian. Brian?
Yes. I want to make a comment about Frank Gifford.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when he was his swan song year with Monday Night Football? He would, there was a game in Baltimore. He came in on the, they would do it from the ESPN zone in right. Baltimore.
Oh, they put him in a plastic casket.
Yes. And he would actually take the train to Baltimore to do pregame from the ESPN zone. And then as soon as the pregame was over, he had to take the train right back. Because I don't think she wanted him even down here overnight.
Yeah, your phone is breaking up, but you're absolutely right.
Hey, look at me, world.
That did happen. Oh, we got a break. Oh, and here's about the comment about the ratings.
You should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on sports radio.
George Lopez.
These numbers can't be right. I lose half my audience in 3 days.
Well, you did. And the suits won't stick with sports if the hitman owns drive time. So here's the deal, Hank. Either you go back to your nasty old self, or you're going to Midnight's. What's it going to be?
1-555. Loan to you.
Listen to George Lopez.
I can't, Kevin. Not now.
Midnight's, Hank. Midnight's.
Midnight's, Hank.
Sorry.
Sorry, too.
Hey, look at me.
I'll say this, you have to listen to the show to get this show. If you've never heard this show, you got no idea what we're doing. I tell you, this is funny stuff now.
Good luck, Kathy Lee Gifford.
We're up on a break. We will talk to JB from Fox NFL Sunday. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants with a victory against the Eagles tonight could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, what happened?
98% perfect. All of the time. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Right, play me online. www.donandmikewebsite.com. The official website of the show. Are you laughing? Are you dancing?
He likes that song.
Yeah, I know he does. I know he does.
He was dancing for my pleasure.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. You get audio downloads, the daily log. There's the picture there in yesterday's recap section of what Elvis would have looked like at 70.
Yes, and we all concluded it was Shemp Howard.
Well, no, I didn't think it was
Shemp. You said Robert Blake.
I thought it was Robert Blake.
You know, it's always Shemp with me.
We don't have time to get into that argument now because JB's on the phone.
Absolutely. We can ask him.
Let's see how he weighs in. Hey, JB.
Don and Mike, good to be back. First of all, who was dancing? Was that Mike dancing?
Oh, no, that was Rob A. dancing.
Oh, that was Rob.
Yeah, that was Rob. And, of course, this is James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday. And
hey, Don, so the question is, can Rob move? Does he have a nice groove?
JB, I can tell you, there is nobody that's got a better one.
Oh, no kidding.
Absolutely.
No, he cannot move.
He's got a groove.
Here's a question, non-related to football, Randy Moss or anything. Do you like Shemp Howard as one of the Three Stooges? You know, there was Larry Moe and Curly, and
I like the original three, personally.
There you see. Mm-hmm. You're correct, JB.
But there are people that I'm not going out on a limb far enough to say that I like Shemp better than Curly. I'm just saying that as the substitute, Shemp was my favorite. The third wheel that replaced Curly, I like
that.
That I will go along with. I did like him as the replacement more than, I guess, was it the Curly lookalike?
It was Curly Joe, Curly Joe Derita, and then, of course, the fabulously untalented Joe Besser.
Don't hurt me. JB, all things not Three Stooges. Dude, about the Randy Moss thing, which we saw Sunday, and then we heard Joe Buck's comments, and I heard your comments on the post-game show, and I have to, I don't want to bust...
Oh, Don, call it like it is.
I don't want to bust your chops. I have to disagree.
Please do, Don, go ahead.
Here's the thing. I think you guys are overreacting.
Okay.
That even if the fans in Green Bay or Miami, wherever, if they do moon the team, I don't know if you caught during the same game when Dante threw a couple of touchdown passes, one to maybe Campbell, the other one to Randy Moss. As he was running towards the end zone, Dante Culpepper was blowing kisses.
Yeah.
Now, there's not a lot of Minnesota fans in that stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That was Dante Culpepper's way of giving it back to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen worse. There was nothing sexual about it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was funny, and
you know what, Don, and I, first of all, and I want you and Mike, please, and I respect you guys tremendously, and just as I did on my own show today on your air as well, too, I invited folks who've got disagreements, please let me know, because everybody's got an opinion. To me, Dante's blowing kisses, I'm okay with that. That was within the bounds of reason, I think, in dealing with it. Here's the problem. I try my best never to rush to judgment, never to give a conclusive opinion on something if I don't have all the facts in hand. And I will come down off of my comments from this perspective. I didn't have the context as Chris Carter, the Hall of Famer 2B, who works with HBO's Inside the NFL and play with Dante. He had the same reaction you did, Don. When I had him on the show today, he says, JB, I felt for you. He says, but I got to be honest. When I saw Dante, when I saw Randy Moss do that, I fell off the couch laughing. I asked why. Because he knew of the tradition that took place there relative to the fans mooning the visiting bus when they took off.
And
the problem is, most everyone else did not. And in the body of work that Randy Moss has delivered up to this point in time,
are you in there?
Situation after situation after situation, why bring it on yourself by doing something else again that sets you apart from them? Even though if he did it in Green Bay and they were on local television, folks there get it. Everybody else around the country did not. And
I don't want to ask both you, JB and Don, this question, because you follow it more obviously than I do. And as just a person that watches the NFL, and probably not as big a fan as Don, but I watch it.
Certainly not, Mike. Let's be competitive about this.
Isn't the attitude now among players, especially in the NFL, that the more you do stuff like this, I mean, you're going to get the notoriety, you're going to get the TV commercial, you're going to get, and if the NFL was concerned about, you know, something Randy Moss did, my question to both of you would be, what about just having a certain standard? I know they've done it in the past where, you know, you cut down on the showboating.
No.
And you make it...
I hear what you're saying. First of all, I think the NFL personally has gone too far in terms of limiting the celebrations. I'm not for placards and guys trying to one-up and cell phones under the goalposts, but a natural extemporaneous reaction to a play, your teammates coming over to high-five you in group, I'm okay with that. However, you know, what, again, Randy did, I thought, was just carrying it too far. Again, given the body of work. You know, I just thought it was uncalled for. And also, I think it's unfair to say that that's the feeling of players generally, because it really isn't. There are a few who we've seen, T.O., who's actually been kind of creative with his celebrations, quite frankly, but T.O. and Chad Johnson and Randy as of late, those kind of things, I think, give the players in general a bad name. Dante Culpepper, when I was talking to Chris Carter this morning, he said, J.B., Dante would never have done that. Randy, you would expect it of him. And, hey, if Randy is okay with it, then, as I said earlier in the day, he is what he is. I've taken some hits from people who say, J.B., you're going way overboard. I've had a few say, hey, J.B., give a brother a break. Hey, please, it has nothing to do with being a brother or not. The fact of the matter is, if he offended people's sensibilities, that's not unique to any color or particular group of people. It's what's insensitive, period. Randy Johnson, the pitcher who just got traded from the Diamondbacks to the Yankees, what he did today in shoving a camera in back in the videographer's face, totally inappropriate on his part,
and he should not have done that. And I hold him accountable for that, even though he's apologized for it. But it's the body of work that Randy Moss has to be mindful of.
Well, let me just say, as the only defender of Randy Moss here,
okay,
that I know he's a
jerk. Hey, he'll play on your team, Don.
And that's what I was going to say, JB. And I am a lifelong Packers fan and rooted for the Packers,
mm-hmm,
and still laughed at that move because Randy Moss came out, like him or not, with something to prove in that game on Sunday. He said to the guys before the game, your guys, Chris Myers down the field, he said, I told Coach Tice I'm going to take care of it for him.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy goes out, he got, and on the second pass, listen, Al Harris from the Packers was just played like a fool. Randy Moss is out there on one leg, throws his hand up in the air, goes by him, catches the touchdown. Who doesn't want a JV? Here's the thing.
Hey, Don.
Who
doesn't? Don, you're all over this, and you know what? You and I could have this kind of conversation, and it's a good one, because
if
we're talking about his football talent, hey, Don, if I had to trade for a wide receiver strictly on talent,
you'd go with Randy
Moss. The most dangerous receiver up there, with all due respect to T.O., who might be the best all-around wide receiver out there, with respect to a number of young guys who are coming up and are going to challenge big, with all due respect to them, the most dangerous receiver in the game is Randy Moss. Would I want him on my team?
Yes.
You better believe it, but recognize what comes with the territory, and if you're okay with that, because at this point in his career, he is, by my estimation, the sum total of what a lot of coaches have allowed to develop, making excuses because of the talent that he brings to the table. Off the field, I understand the guy is an absolute stand-up citizen, irrespective of nudging their security crossing guards.
He's
giving back to charities and everything else, and I commend him for that. I just would like to see the same level of maturity on the football field.
And I want to say to both of you guys that I was talking with a fan, a guy that casually watches football, and he made a statement that seems to make a little bit of sense. I think what he was saying was, when you see the individual celebrations, and that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And when I'm talking about Randy Moss, in the context of what all the other guys are doing, I have no problem with what Randy Moss did.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying that the attitude, I think, from a lot of people that watch the NFL is when you've got individuals that are celebrating, for example, after every sack,
okay,
celebrating if they're...
I have to break in here and say, if you take the time, if you're an idiot like me and you watch the NFL film stuff,
yeah,
yep,
go back, even to... They were doing a feature on Herm Edwards the other night on the NFL channel. You know, he made that great play against the Giants. You remember that? Well, they were showing a bunch of plays that Herm Edwards made. Everybody agrees he's a great guy, coach of the Jets, easygoing, the wonderful guy. They show him after he makes an interception. This was back in the day, like in 1979.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He's doing his fist in the air, and he's going up, and he's going to other guys, and they're doing that.
Right.
They're popping each other. He's showboating. It's just...
I didn't get to the comment that my buddy was talking about. He was talking about the team aspect of it, where it's the team. Where you get a guy that's sacking somebody, say they're losing 35-0 nothing.
I agree with that.
And they're doing a sack dance.
We're talking about...
It seems to me that the NFL, more than any sport today, is all about the individual and not that much about...
Hey, Mike, I think that's a pretty legitimate point that you're making, that especially if you're losing, hey, please, what's the reason to be celebrating? And then it's all about the individual, and that's not what it's supposed to be about.
Absolutely.
You know what? I think a lot of it is the result of the proliferation of coverage that we have, the media outlets, cameras everywhere. Hey, even in the NBA, even in Major League Baseball, you know, they know the camera shots are going to be on you. Guys in a dugout in Major League Baseball going through 18,000 gyrations with the handshakes and a whole nine yards. They know that stuff is going to be on SportsCenter.
Guys.
In the NBA, the same thing.
Both of you guys. Mike, you're right about the individual. JB, you're right about the individual after they in a nothing game. You're right. But the NFL has made it so that these guys have to do individual celebrations now. The NFL won't let you have the fun bunch. The NFL will not let, like, remember when the St. Louis Rams used to all go in the end zone and they would all make a circle and spin the ball, and then the Ravens had some good stuff? The NFL said, you got to stop doing group celebrations. The only thing we'll allow is a solo celebration. And if T.O. catches a pass and dances, and another guy walks up and dances with him,
it's illegal.
That's a penalty.
Wow.
You know, hey, Don, and you know what? I disagree with that. I think that they ought to allow the natural extemporaneous display of emotion, and you enjoy it with your team. I'm okay with that. But the question is,
where do you draw the line? I don't disagree that it's a tough line to draw in terms of guys going way overboard. And Mike's back to Mike's point, too, Don. He made a good one in terms of a number of guys, because Warren Sapp was the one who made mention of the fact when they take their helmets off and try to do a bunch of individual things, even T.O. said the same thing, that the league may not be interested in promoting them as marketers, if you will, of certain products. So they will take it amongst themselves to go and do that. But again, that speaks to the time that we're in. I'm okay with extemporaneous celebrations. I like to see it. I think the league has gone too far in terms of limiting things.
I thought Randy Moss played with passion. And if that's how the passion comes out, he's going to pretend he's going to pull down his pants. Everybody, get over it.
Hey, Don, you know what? And to that point about Randy, let me also make sure I'm giving him credit where credit is due, just as I did in terms of talking about him off the field and what have you. Folks talk about Randy maturing and also giving for the team. You know what? When he was out there, and again, this goes to what Chris Carter said. Randy was out there playing on a bum ankle as well, too, pushing. Guess what he was doing? He was giving his all for the team out there, hurt what he was doing. So I'm okay with that on the field. I want to be a teammate of his because I don't think you can stop him.
Mm-hmm. So would I. JB, are you surprised? You've got to be out, absolutely just talked out on this. Are you surprised that this thing has legs now this week and it's still continuing? And
yeah, because it brings up so many different attitudes that people have. I think a lot of folks are venting frustrations and pent-up issues that they have as well. Mike Wilbon's article, his column in the Washington Post this morning.
And pretty right on, I thought.
Oh, I thought it was dead on in terms of the hypocrisy that he talks about. If the league will embrace advertisers like Cialis, Viagra, and Levitra, and the Twins, and promoting programs like Tilt on ESPN, Fox's programs. Hey, wait a minute. So if we're going to have that, where do you draw the line? Where is their consistency? So, you know what? He makes a very good point. I had a lady, Christine, call in as a mother saying what her issue was in terms of TiVoing game for her younger guys who are watching it because of all the ancillary stuff that they have to deal with. But you know what? Those are the times that we live in, and folks have got to, you know, try to deal with it as best they can.
Well, let me just say, thank God Nicola Cherrington was not in the end zone. But T.O. did that. We'd have a problem beyond problems.
Hey, Don, would you be producing that spot?
Yes, I would, JB. You know I would. All right, listen, you guys are on both Saturday and Sunday this week, correct?
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
All right, Sue, Greg, and last question I have to ask you. Is Brett Favre going to quit, do you think?
You know what? I can't play clairvoyant, but I think from what I know of Brett, and we're pretty good friends, in his heart of hearts, he wants to still play Don and Mike, but he is going to sit down and have a conversation with Deanna and the kids because he says he doesn't want to be selfish about this. I hope that maybe they can come to an agreement. Personally, football-wise, he's still got a lot of juice left. I would be okay if he decides he needs to acquiesce to family's needs and go that route.
All right, everybody. The great James Brown. Is there anybody from there?
JB.
Hey, Don and Mike, welcome back. It's good to be back with you guys.
We'll talk to you next week, and have a great week, JB.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. There he is from Fox NFL Sunday.
Amen.
JB.
Good man.
James Brown.
That's a lot of information. Very, very concentrated.
Because you got to know, if you were watching the game on Sunday as well, and the post-game show, that's why I asked JB. He came back, and he was also on this whole big bandwagon about that's disgusting, we're not going to show this replay.
Yeah, I don't know if you get my point that I'm making. I'm not against what Randy, and within the context of what they're doing, and what I didn't know is what you just told me about the fact that they've banned the group celebrations. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
You can't dance.
And that's ridiculous. I mean, I think that's what, it's a team game.
So, Mike, so you would have liked it a lot better if four or five guys had lined up. You know what? I bet a lot of people would have. If four or five guys...
My main issue, what I cannot stand, is when a team is losing a game and a guy goes in and gets a sack and starts celebrating.
I agree.
It's really like saying screw your team, right?
That's crap, and I think most people would agree that that is.
Yeah.
But would all these people who are upset be as upset if five Vikings had come over to the corner of the end zone and choreographed, all of them pretended to pull their pants down and then wipe their hineys?
I got one thing to say to that. Five times funnier.
Five times sexier.
I mean, well, you know,
maybe
if you get some of the linemen involved.
Maybe.
I think funny trumps sexy.
Yeah, some of those big sloppy linemen.
Some of those big guys. In that particular game, there were a lot of guys.
And who's the one guy, the one big dumb, the center for the Vikings, big, big dumb white guy, Matt Burke. They're talking to this guy after the game. His whole thing is,
me no want water. Take water away.
That's ankle hurt.
You stay away.
That's exactly what he said, Mike. We'll do this. Be right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. You find that website, Buzz?
Yes, I did. Sadly, they're all zip files.
There's a file. All right, well, I'll tell you what we're talking about here in a second. Could mention that Super Bowl is less than a month away. We'll be giving away the Simpsons Super Bowl Party giveaway with the Simpsons vending machine, the Simpsons Party Favors at $250 for a party food. That is courtesy of Fox. Friday on the show, Rich Eisen from the NFL Network will be here. Rich is brought to us by Tower Records at Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower. And for everything that has to do with... Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Everything that has to do with this show, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
I was just reflecting on the Simpsons vending machine, which I know is a pretty hot item around here.
Yep, we'll give it away, I think, the day before the Super Bowl. Do you have any...
No, not on this wonderful
Simpsons vending machine, but I will say.
It's time to talk to Billy Bush. Bill Bush from Access Hollywood. Howdy, Billy.
Good afternoon, gents.
Now, Billy, what?
Yeah, I know. It's O'Reilly and Clooney. Isn't it great to have them back feuding again?
Now, I have to tell you something, honestly. And I'm talking now to you, the home listener. That yesterday, you know, we have Billy on. We talk about whatever the lead story is going to be.
Right.
And Billy said to Beth Ann, before we go on, he said, I got this breaking thing about Clooney and O'Reilly. I said to Beth Ann, you know, they've been yelling at each other for years. I'd rather talk about Brad and Jim.
Of course.
And as it turns out, Billy had the scoop yesterday.
In that order, Brad and Jim.
Right. That's absolutely right. Again, have you seen Troy?
I'll admit it. It's okay.
Have you seen Troy?
I think we're all in agreement.
So Billy has this yesterday, and we didn't get to it. I think it's deserving of our time today because, first off, Bill O'Reilly, as we all know, is just a big horse's ass. And George Clooney is just a good-looking guy who I don't know what he's up to.
He's got a little issue with Mr. O'Reilly.
He's kind of an ass as well, but he's an ass about Bill O'Reilly, which is okay with me.
You gotta cut him a little slack there.
So Billy, why are they feuding now?
Well, O'Reilly, you know, O'Reilly was pontificating after the you know, the 9/11 incident when Clooney helped organize a telethon on behalf of the United Way. O'Reilly, of course, had the problem that celebrities weren't chasing down the funds. Some funds were getting lost and not making its way to the family, and it was celebrities' responsibility, if they're going to take part in the telethon, to then help track the money and be accountable as to where it all goes. And before any of this occurred here for this next one, for the tsunami aid, which is on Saturday night, O'Reilly is already firing away that here comes Clooney again, and here comes all the celebrities, and we're going to watch very carefully to see this time if they track where the money goes and hold them.
And listen carefully here. You don't have time for insightful commentary like this on your show because you have flashy lights and stuff going by. But Bill O'Reilly is making himself out to be
the watchdog,
the everyman. He's right. Looking out for every one of
us. Sure.
I think in essence, I want to get ahead of you here, but I think what Clooney is saying to him is, hey, listen, dummy, you've got more money than Jesus. Give some of your money to the cause, and then you'll be able to see exactly how it works. And the thing that gets me about O'Reilly is when he stands up on his pulpit and says, listen, I'm looking out for you, the little guy.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, last year, I believe his salary was, not that I'm counting, but something like $18 million.
Exactly.
So while George Clooney is rich, he gives money to charity, and who knows where the money goes.
Well, when you're talking about any charity that goes overseas and any relief fund, you're going to have corruption. It happens. It's happened ever since there have been, these Save the Children organizations. It happens, and I don't understand why Bill O'Reilly is putting it on the celebrities that are trying to just raise money.
All right.
But what are they supposed to fly to the areas and just find out if the food or the products get delivered?
Bill O'Reilly gets TV. I mean, he just understands. Understands ratings, and he knows how to raise people's ire, and thus raise his own ratings. I think accountability of where the money goes is a good idea. I think O'Reilly's got a good point. He's just doing it in a very provocative, sort of way. He knows he's going to get Clooney mad, and he knows he's going to get ratings out of it, and he knows he's going to stir a debate, and he knows his name's going to be in the middle of it.
All right, so here's what O'Reilly says. O'Reilly says this national telethon, like Billy says, will raise millions, and he's going to be there watching to make sure that tsunami victims get the money. Bill O'Reilly, the great Bill O'Reilly, is going to help.
He's going to be, well, I'd like to know how he's going to do that.
Well, hold on, here's the tape.
When I was a younger guy, once in a while, I would go in and rent Cave of Lust.
Now, Clooney writes back to, oh, hold on, here's O'Reilly again.
If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it.
Okay, so Clooney writes back to O'Reilly, and this is great. He writes, I don't make as much money as you, O'Reilly, a fact that's easy to check, but I'm fascinated by your use of the word celebrity as if you're not one. You put on makeup, you do Leno, the Today Show, you go on tours, you do junkets. Let's be clear, you're a well-paid celebrity. All right, Mr. Journalist, come on in. I'm booking the talent for the tsunami event, and you are officially invited to be a presenter. So what do you say, Mr. O'Reilly? Ante up and help out and be that watchdog that you feel we clearly need, or simply stand on the sidelines and cast stones, proving that your TV show is nothing more than a box of lights and wires designed to make you wealthy. Now, what is Bill O'Reilly's response?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Screw the establishment, use drugs, get a gun, call women bitches, hoes, disrespect everybody, and you'll still do okay.
I'm kidding, really. Here's what he had to say.
I'm going to be in a porno movie.
All right, one more.
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
Oh, Bill. Man.
Wow. Hey, what is Bill O'Reilly's real response?
His real response is that, okay, I'm going to have my guys check it out to make sure that it's, you know, it's a legitimate event. Of course it is. It's at NBC across the street, and O'Reilly's going on.
Good.
He's going to partake in the event and join Clooney and help raise some money.
Now, don't you think Americans, we're all into this anyway, don't you think we'd pay more if it was really like, you want to hear another one?
I can't help it.
You know, the sad thing about us Americans is that a lot of us will tune into that benefit just to see if there's any, by any possible chance, O'Reilly and Clooney might fight.
And if they really fought, hell, who wouldn't pay an extra $100?
How much money would that raise for tsunami?
A boxing match.
Oh, it'd be incredible.
All right, let's ask Bill O'Reilly. Bill?
You're going to fail in life.
Thank you, Bill.
But what about boxing George Clooney?
Man, I'm close to going toe-to-toe with this whore.
Oh, wow. That's fighting. That's incredible.
Hold on, Bill.
God, I'm senile here.
But what about George Clooney?
I want food. I want beer. I want porn movies. I want internet games. I want to cut people's heads off.
Bill O'Reilly. Did you get drunk in a hotel room one night or what?
No, listen, these are just, he's commenting now. What, Bill?
Look, I'm going to take drugs if I want to, and I don't care. I don't care. I'm going to do exactly what I want to do. And if my little 10-year-old daughter's there when I'm high, I don't care.
Billy Bush, those are all things said by Bill O'Reilly.
I ask you, Billy, tonight on your show, will you have this? Bill O'Reilly says...
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
Hold on.
We're going to see to it that you die.
Wow.
Oh, my.
And what about George Clooney?
I am so boring.
Oh, no, that's not it.
I busted my butt.
It's incredible.
Where's Have a Happy
This is a new game. This is a game we can all play at home.
Yes. Rob, if you could find the Have a Happy Abortion for Christmas.
Yes, that's Bill O'Reilly.
That's the best Bill O'Reilly moment of all. Well, here he is again.
Hey, Dick, you're a moron.
Okay, here we go.
Have a Happy Abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
Bill O'Reilly, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. So how do you... Listen, tonight on Access Hollywood, 7:30... Check your local listings, most places, 7:30 on NBC. Billy, how do you guys spin this tonight? Do you take a side? Do you say one of them is a famous star and the other guy's a nut job? How do you do that?
No, we present it out there. This is, it started, you know, with O'Reilly. Clooney fired back. O'Reilly said, and then Clooney fired back again, going, we have a deadline, let's go, O'Reilly. There's another email he sent this morning saying, O'Reilly, let's go. Make up your mind. Are you in or are you out? And he kind of fired back twice, and then O'Reilly said, yes, yeah, so we'll just tell the story the way it is and not pick any sets.
All right, we'll watch you tonight on Access Hollywood.
Coverage.
Well, you know, really, the good news out of all of it is this will generate more interest in the telethon. So,
oh, yeah.
So that's a good thing.
And Bill O'Reilly?
As they say in the hood, I'm down with that.
Okay, now, but really, what about Billy Bush?
Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people and drink.
I'm with you, Bill.
What about Billy Bush?
I'm a karma kind of guy. I'm an Eastern kind of guy, a Wing Chun kind of guy. That's me.
That's Bill O'Reilly.
I busted my butt.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
Okay, and one final word from Billy to, rather from Billy O'Reilly to Billy Bush. Bill,
have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
He's shocking. All right, Billy, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, dude. Bye-bye.
There you go.
Everybody, check out Billy Bush tonight on Access Hollywood. That's pretty good stuff with Clooney versus O'Reilly.
Is there anything that comes in handier than those Bill O'Reilly tapes that we have?
Especially when you get someone fresh like Double B who's never heard him before.
That's fantastic.
That was Billy Bush really laughing, showing his
teeth.
Yeah, Buzz, if you have that stuff on the website.
I do, I believe.
I just got a couple of things I wanted to mention on my own here today. Let me just say this about terrestrial radio, which is the radio that we work on.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah! Right? Okay.
Why not?
You know, Howard's going to satellite radio, and they got some pretty good PR going right now. Satellite radio does. Mm-hmm. I don't know who really wants at this point to pay $150 a year to hear a show that you're hearing for free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may come to that point eventually.
Right.
Regular radio will have to learn to compete with satellite radio side by side.
Yeah.
But right now, there's an incredible overreaction among the people that work in regular radio about, oh my God, this is the thing. It's going to come. It's going to eat us up. It's going to take us away.
Oh man, I should have bought that stock.
So now what the radio business is doing, NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters,
mm-hmm.
they have, let me read this correctly, they have a new series of commercials to tell listeners why regular radio is great. They've been done by Nelly, Alicia Keys, and Avril Lavigne.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Buzz, can we hear some of those now?
I have one by Nelly.
Okay, let's see what Nelly has
before
to say.
Before you roll with me through the loop, before me, Murph and Diddy did a tough other thing. Nope, that thing on bed.
Stop. All
right. Right. Pausing.
I need a translation.
Yeah. Already? No, I'm totally down with it.
Yes, uh-huh. I agree.
Exactly. Is he on the side of regular radio? I can't tell.
Radio's about communication.
Is that what he's saying?
I think he's for radio.
That was singing.
All right, that's good. I like this.
Slang, even before it got hot in here, you heard me, Nelly, on the
radio. You hear it here first.
Who he?
Right. Let me tell you.
That's a great campaign.
That's retarded. That is retarded on the part of terrestrial radio people.
Put a new 9-volt in the transistor. I'm re-energized.
I'm ready.
Jesus Christ.
Go!
PR! Yeah, let's overreact a little bit. And I love the fact that everybody's saying that satellite radio is like HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, if you were one of the people that had HBO when it first came out...
Mm-hmm. You just get it on Channel 3.
Do you remember how many times you would see the movie...
Short Circuit?
I'm thinking of an even worse movie. But yeah, at first it's like, oh my God, Short Circuit is on.
And it has not changed all that much.
Not that much.
No, not really. I mean, listen, I have satellite radio. Mike has it. Rob has it. Buzz has it. We all have it. We don't scream about it.
No. The deal is, I mean, you've got a hit show on cable. You're going to get a hit show on the air. It's the same thing, and that's exactly what's happening in TV.
So,
you get an occasional. It's not like the cable industry, as far as programming is concerned,
right.
completely blew stations off the air.
And for every episode of The Sopranos, there's 18 Richard Jenny specials
HBO.
I don't see why the radio industry is up in arms about this. Like it's a challenge that's years away from really even affecting regular radio. And what regular radio guys have to figure out, and sorry to preach here, but it's the truth. If you just got your collective heads out of your butts and didn't worry about all this junk with what the consultants say, and just played records and put people on the radio that people gave two goddamns about,
mm-hmm.
no one would be running off to satellite. I mean, you're going to get the audience for satellite radio, but mm-hmm. both can live together. Yeah. But rather than do something creative like that, you come up with this garbage, and it's like $28 million.
Yeah, of course.
That they're putting. Can you play the Nelly thing one more time?
No, I can't.
Okay, all right, well, never mind. That's my point on that. And this is not related to radio,
uh-huh.
but... Who didn't remember the Columbia Record House? Okay?
Sure.
Remember this for you? And it used to be one of my favorite jokes when I played records. That I would say, hey, it's 2:13. I just signed the contract with a major record company that I am so excited. Here's the deal. I sent them a penny and I get 12 albums. You know, and then...
Yeah.
You know what...
Just signed with CBS Records.
Columbia Record House. So it's Columbia House. Columbia Records.
Right.
You would get 12 albums back in the day
yeah.
for a penny.
And you ever do it?
Yeah. Because the great deal thing, the great thing about it, the deal was, you would get the albums, and I think you only had to buy one more at the time.
Right.
And if you did the math in your head, like the album was $6, and you get four other ones for 4 cents.
Not bad.
Why not do it? Well, they changed it to CDs, and people are not responding to it the way that they used to. So, and also because of stores like Amazon and SamGoody.com, they've hurt Columbia House's business.
Hmm.
So now they're moving into pornography.
Well, hello.
Same company, Mike.
Ask for Penny.
And also, same philosophy. Listen to this. Porn by mail from Columbia House.
Okay.
It's called Hush. Now, Columbia House is very excited to get a piece, no pun intended, of the $12 billion a year porn industry.
That's right. Porn's big.
Here's what you get. You sign up for the Hush Club. You send them a penny. It's just like the Columbia Record House. You send them a penny, and they'll send you 6 porns of your choice. You commit to buy 3 more porns at regular price over the next year. Your porn will be mailed in discreet packaging, and it will say, another selection from Columbia House.
Well, they're not ignoring it. They're not ignoring the industry.
No, that's out there.
Isn't that the biggest? I mean, it's bigger than regular movies as far as people buying or renting regular movies. The porn industry is bigger. Pornography number one. Hollywood right behind it, and right behind that, the video game industry.
Okay. Yeah. You know what's scary is if you ever were a member of Columbia House, the first couple albums would be great. And
right.
Then they would start selling, like, really bottom-tier stuff.
Sure.
I wonder if that applies to this as well.
I'm sure it does, Rob.
I'm sure some guys like the bottom-tier.
Look, sir. Circus freaks.
Bottom tier.
Will they send you any kind of like suitcase to keep your stuff in?
With a lock on it?
Oh, listen, I have to tell you about this. Gallagher. Gallagher is pissed.
Aww. Which one?
Not the one from Oasis.
Okay. Well, not his twin brother?
Not his twin.
The real one.
The real Gallagher.
How do we know?
Now, listen to this. They came up with a list.
Exactly.
Somebody did. Humor.com. Somebody came up with a list of the 100 greatest comedians of all time.
Oh, good.
First off, do you think Gallagher's on the list?
Should he be on the list?
I'm asking you right now, of the humor.com, laughter.com.
Absolutely, he's on the list.
Okay, where do you think he finishes?
I'd put Gallagher in the top 75. Thank you, Rob.
Buzz.
I have to disqualify myself. I know the answer.
Okay. He makes the list at number 100, and he's pissed. And he's really pissed.
Is he now?
He is. He's
breaking watermelons all over the place.
That's right. He's no longer willing to sit back and accept this lack of respect.
Right.
He came up as the 100th best comedian of all time,
mm-hmm.
and he's mad about it. And he's given an interview to whatever this humor, we'll put it on our website, wherever I got this story, whatever website this is from.
Mm-hmm.
First up on Gallagher's hit list, he doesn't like Dave Letterman or Jay Leno, who started working comedy clubs with Gallagher 30 years ago. They won't put him on their show. They won't put him on the show now.
Huh.
Here are some quotes from Gallagher. Scary, funny Gallagher.
Mm.
In the early days, Jay Leno told me that props are the enemy of wit. Now Jay uses props on his show all the time. Letterman smashed things on his show, and Letterman's worn a Teflon suit. They both have that Gallagher flair.
Oh, this is sad.
But I'm not on their shows. It's amazing to me. Hold on, here's more. Johnny Carson hated me, but I was on his Tonight Show. Letterman told me once that he didn't need an act. He told me he was going to be a talk show host.
Right.
What I never got was he's never been funny enough to be a guest. So how does Letterman become the host? That's America for you. America wants the mediocre.
Yeah.
It doesn't want the heroic. Or the moral.
Or the highbrow. So, the breaking of the watermelon and wearing the raincoats in the first two rows...
Wait, there's more.
...is heroic and moral.
Mm-hmm. There's more, Mike. I know you're a big fan of Robin Williams. I won't get into the debate now about who's funnier.
Okay, wait, is he on the list?
Yes, he is.
Of course he is.
Here's what Gallagher has to say about Robin Williams. He's very mad. Robin Williams is in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
A spontaneous moment will get twice the response of a set joke. I figured that out a long time ago. How to work spontaneously. Robin Williams does this, but Robin always has bad level jokes since he does them spontaneously. The thing about Robin Williams is, when he says something you think, What does he mean? Everything he says seems funny, but it's not really a joke.
God, he's an angry man.
Very
There's
good.
Nothing funnier than an angry comedian.
What about comedian number eight? Rubber faced Jim Carrey.
Ah, well, he must be feel good about
Is
him.
Gallagher like him? No.
No?
Gallagher says Jim Carrey is embarrassing. He doesn't know where to go with that broad, overplayed action he has. He really looks stupid. It amazes me that he has an acting career. Why does Jim Carrey get roles when he got famous for overacting? And then how about regular actors who started in stand-up?
Okay.
For instance, Tom Hanks and Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Gallagher. Tom Hanks? Quote, he sucks.
Wow.
Michael Keaton? He sucks even more. Quote, I went off the road and I worked my ass off. Tom Hanks and Michael Keaton, they met someone in the movie business and bang, they're millionaires and living in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine why I'm pissed. You have my skill and ability and I'm renting a condo.
Wow.
God.
And then finally.
Oh, that's rich.
Here's his comment about, I found this on humor.com, but it's Comedy Central that has the list of the 100 funniest comedians.
Okay.
Here's his quote. About being number 100. He says, I'm pissed off. Do they think this is funny? It's me being number 100? That stinks. I looked at the other people. I was trying to find anybody I ever heard of. How could I be behind people I've never heard of? How many of these people have stayed in the business for 20 years? I made 13 one-hour shows for Showtime, which are available on videotape. I invented the one-man show on cable. It could be worse. I guess I'm not number 101. And then the last thing, but I'm not bitter.
No.
Oh, Gallagher, we hardly knew. And nothing about the twin brother.
No.
Nothing not at all about the twin brother. Nothing about the scam that he's pulling on everybody.
But he's really bitter about that.
That is too great.
That's fantastic.
And we're running out of time. I will tell you, though, hold on a second. About Mickey Rooney's butt. Have you seen the ad, or the ad that they want to show during the Super Bowl, of Mickey Rooney in a steam room?
No.
Okay. Well, you're not going to see it, because it showed, the original commercial showed Mickey Rooney's butt crack.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, no, Fox says,
Sure looks great now.
Fox says, no. It's inappropriate for a broadcast. Huh. Now, I've seen this on Access Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight.
It was that product, Airborne.
Where they
oh, okay.
they pixelate his butt crack, which you don't see. To me, what is more disturbing is the part that they're willing to show, mm-hmm. which is Mickey Rooney nude from the waist up.
Waist up.
With his big mitts.
Well,
and
did they pixelate that? Because I think, isn't it impossible to tell the difference?
They ran out of pixels.
It's let me see. It's for Airborne, you're right. Mickey Rooney's bathing in a sauna. Somebody coughs, afraid to catch his cold. Mickey goes running out of the place, and of course, his towel drops and you see his ass. He says he did not use a stunt ass. And Mickey Rooney had a press conference yesterday, and he says, we're selling a product I really believe in. That's an awareness of the germs we're exposed to. There's nothing sensual about my ass.
Amen.
And my ass, this is Mickey Rooney now, my ass is not gratuitous. It's a fun ass. And the public deserves to see it.
Amen,
yes,
Mickey
we do.
Rooney.
You're not going to see it, though.
And it's also, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it like an 85-year-old ass?
At least.
This point?
Rooney is, hold on, 84.
Man. 84 years young.
He's 84.
Yeah, good for him.
All right, here you go. I got time for two real fast feel-goods, and then we'll open up our weirdo Rolodex here.
Good.
Okay, this is a guy who has to be a listener to the show. He lives in the Portland, Oregon area, where we're on every day on Max 910. So, he robs a Chevron gas station at knife point. The station attendant calls the cops. They chase the guy. He's driving his car about to 100 miles an hour, a red Honda. He's in a wooded area, an area with mountains. Eventually, he's able to evade the cops.
Okay.
He gets away from the cops. But he gets lost. He, on his way back down the mountain, stops at a gas... You know what this is. This is true, though. Stops at a gas station to get directions.
Uh-huh.
It just so happens he stops in the same gas station that he had robbed 25 minutes earlier.
Right.
He walks in and he says to the guy, how do I get back to the main highway? The shocked employees at this point all run over and jump on the guy.
Good.
And there's four girls sitting on top of him while the cops come back. And anyway, it just he stopped at the same place.
And, wow. nobody got hurt or killed?
No.
Right, I'm not feeling that good.
No. All right, here you go.
All right.
Let's say that you've lost track of your best friend from elementary school. Okay?
All right.
Okay, in this case, your name is Noel Duff from London. And you want to reconnect with your best friend from grade school,
sure.
A guy named Brendan Walsh. So what you do is you go to classmates.com or whatever it is in the UK.
Sure.
And you find the guy's name. And you have an email conversation with the guy, and you say, hey, don't you remember that we were really great friends when we went to grade school?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, yeah. He says, no, we should get together, and we should go out to lunch or something. He says, meet me at my apartment. All right. So the guy shows up. As it turns out, the guy who sends the email, when the other guy shows up from grade school, he says, hey, do you remember going out with my sister? And the guy says, I remember going out with your sister. We were in fifth grade. The guy that sent the email pulls out a knife and stabs him to death.
Wow. How about that?
Seven times.
Wow.
Yeah, see, well, they didn't lose touch.
Including one stab to the heart.
Wow.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's not dead.
No?
I'm sorry, he's not dead.
He survived the attack?
And listen to this. He's forgiving the guy for stabbing him.
Good. Well, the guy really loved his sister.
Everybody.
Fascinating.
So he finally,
cousin!
He finally found him on classmates.com.
Wow.
Guy showed up. First thing he says is, hey, do you remember me? Yeah, of course I remember you.
Right.
Do you remember my sister when you dated my sister? No, I don't. Bow, 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 bow.
So the guy who had no life finally gets a life,
yeah.
And then almost has his life taken.
Right.
Very depressing.
You're not going to see Mickey Rooney's crack.
And
we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon and welcome to Judgment City. You've just had quite a little journey, so for now, relax and enjoy the ride. Considering the transformation you've just been through, you really won't have any choice. You'll find many activities for your enjoyment here in Judgment City. For example, how many like to play golf? You won't be able to get your hands up just yet, but good.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Thought about your liver lately? Even tastier than Chef Boyardee. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a Tom Hanks movie. That's a good movie, The Wonders. I know what it's time for.
What?
Robbie, would you please pick up 444 and make sure that Dorothy Green is ready to join us?
Very good. Dorothy Green.
And we don't use fake names for this.
Hang on.
It's time for, let's try not to make this an all-out, balls-out competition, but it's, isn't that something?
And
how about that?
That's really something.
No. Yeah. Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
And how about that?
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And Buzz is going to keep score for us.
All right. Okay.
Because the woman we have on the phone is 96.
Isn't that something?
Okay.
That was the funny one. But see, what you always do is you always say... You always say, I turned into Buzz. I have to be careful. I become Bill O'Reilly. You always say, let's not make it a competition, and then you dive in with furious abandon. So who are you preaching to? Yourself? Are you talking to yourself about this? Are you
just
going to discipline yourself?
I'm just trying to psych you into not doing it. So
why don't we do it? Why don't we do it just to be a little mellower?
Want to do it back and forth?
No.
Why?
No. I think we ought to.
Why can't you just play with me?
You mean just go back and forth?
Yeah.
If you adhere to that,
why don't we? Okay, why don't we go on a count?
Okay,
and see if we can get 100. Isn't that something? Or
either one?
How about that?
I think we're up to the challenge.
Dude, okay. You're playing like a team.
All right, okay. Very good. That's the best way to do
yes.
it.
Yes, you got her.
I'm ready. I put her on hold whenever you're
okay,
ready.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah, we got the theme.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Welcome once again. Oh, Buzz,
yes.
Please introduce us as us.
The Westwood One Radio Network presents Don and Mike and their celebrity radio interview.
Thank you, Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dorothy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Dorothy. I'm Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
Hi, Dorothy, and thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much.
We understand that you are 96.
Yes.
How about that?
Oh, that's something.
I'll be 97 in March.
Wow, that is something.
How about that?
And not only is she 96, soon to be 97, she is the world's oldest mayor.
Dorothy, you're a mayor?
Yes.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that something? Tell us about it.
How'd you get the job?
Well, I'm just, I've been mayor for now for 2 years, and I was...
How about that?
And I was reelected and reinstated yesterday.
Isn't that something? Yesterday.
For 2 more years.
And you're the mayor of Ocean Breeze Park down in Florida?
Yes, I am.
How about that?
Isn't that something? And how long have you been serving?
Well, I've served for 2 years as being mayor, mm-hmm. but I've been... politics or something. I was president of our town council for 30 years.
Isn't that something?
And how 30 years? How long did you serve as president of the town council?
As a town council?
Yes.
30 years.
Oh, you said that already. I'm sorry. That's really something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you drive?
Yes, I do.
How about that?
I stay off in the highways.
Yeah. You don't do any highway driving?
No, but I don't want
to. Isn't that traffic something?
No, I drive to church and drive around Jensen Beach.
Yeah, good.
You sound great. Are you healthy?
Yes, I am.
Oh, God bless you. Isn't that something?
How about that? Did you mention you were elected for a 2-year term?
Yes, I am.
At 96, I wouldn't even buy green bananas. That's
amazing.
Isn't that something?
Hey, how about that? And you say, did you have anybody that was running against you? Or did you run unopposed?
I run unopposed.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
Nobody wanted it.
Nobody wanted the job. What's the toughest thing about being mayor, Dorothy?
Well, I have to attend all these important business meetings.
Breathing.
They tell me to.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Oh. How about that? Are you a fan of the bingo?
Beg pardon?
Are you a fan of the bingo?
Well, not necessarily, but I like...
Isn't that something?
How about
I like
that?
To play bingo.
Mm-hmm. Do you actually enjoy any of the other activities down there, like bridge or shuffleboard?
Well, I don't shuffle anymore, but I used to.
That's really something.
I shuffle quite a lot.
How about that? Do you ever watch Matlock on TV?
Watch what?
Matlock with Andy Griffith?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's really something.
How about that?
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive, Dorothy?
Beg pardon?
What kind of car do you drive?
Now, don't fall over when I tell you. I have an 83 Mercury Marquis.
Isn't that something?
How about that? A marquee, and it's still running great?
Oh, great.
Oh, isn't that something?
Uh-huh. They made cars in those days.
Yeah, they'd last, wouldn't they, huh?
Yeah. Right.
How about that?
Yeah, isn't that something?
When the last time you had your hair done, you like going to the salon a lot?
I go every week.
Yeah, how about that?
Something?
Uh-huh.
Dorothy, what do you like having done to your hair at 96?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I just go over and have it washed and set.
Set in a nice little style.
Yeah.
Isn't that
something? I like waves.
How
about that?
What is that something? What's the best thing about being mayor?
Well, I don't know. I'm just busy every day.
You're busy every day.
How about that? Are you busy as a bee?
Busy as a bee, I guess.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh. Whatever they want, done what I try to do.
Do I hear a TV or a video game in the background?
No. Not now.
Isn't that something? I thought I heard it.
That might be my phone, Don. Sorry about that. Isn't that something? It rings at all weird times.
Yeah.
When you're mayor, do you get any free stuff?
Well, what do you call stuff?
Well, do you get anything like an official mayor's jacket?
No, I haven't had that.
Do you get a
free...
Isn't that something?
Yeah, I got a beautiful, from the...
Carnation?
From the city's,
How about that?
Fantastic.
They didn't give you a car? You don't get a driver, somebody to drive you around because you're mayor?
No.
We have to go to a... How about that? Dorothy, we have to go to a break. Can you hold on? We'll be right back. Rob, would you pick up while we go to commercial?
You bet.
Okay, hold on.
Very good.
Rob, would you pick that up?
Hang on, please.
Buzz, what's the total?
Okay, Mike has 18, isn't that somethings, and 5. How about that? Don has 7 somethings and 16. How about that?
We'll never do it.
Yeah, you got a long way to go.
It's impossible. 100 would be impossible.
What's our total right now?
Okay, about 23 each.
About 23 each.
And we'd die before she would.
You're heavy on one of them, and I'm heavy on the
that's
other
right.
one, right?
Yeah, well, we feed off the other guy. That's
trade off.
Right.
Well, let's switch off. Which one
well,
was
done, I think we've done it, what do you mean switch off?
I mean...
I think you're doing more how about that.
And
yes, that's correct.
Maybe I should switch over to isn't that something.
And I'll do the how about that.
And you want to play a speed round?
Yeah.
I'll put a minute on the clock.
Okay.
Robbie, I'm going to need the 60-second TikTok. And it can't just be real force. Like, isn't that something? How about
it's
that?
It's got to be in response to what she's saying,
right,
she's going to dictate it.
So we're going to have to move her along now.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I can kind of throw mine in, on top. And then
60 on the clock.
Okay.
Ready, Robbie? Get her back.
Stand by for broadcast.
And now, back to Don and Mike's celebrity interview on Westwood One.
How you doing anyway? How are you anyhow?
We're back with Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. Hello, Dorothy.
Yeah?
The mayor, the world's oldest mayor. What is the name of the town, Dorothy?
The town is...
Ocean Breeze Park?
Pound on Wheels.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Yeah.
What? Dorothy?
What?
When you drive your car, how fast do you drive?
Just exactly what the speed limit tells me.
Isn't that something?
How about that? I wish more people would do that, Dorothy.
Dorothy?
Yeah.
Maybe you should consider running walking for office rather than running for office at your advanced age.
You reckon?
I reckon.
Yeah, you reckon.
How about that?
Isn't that something? Hey, Dorothy.
We suck at this, Mike. We'll never get 100.
I know. It's not going to happen. Dorothy?
Yeah?
Are you going to run for another term?
Well, this 2 years I'm running for. I hope to live that long.
Oh, God bless you, Dorothy.
How about
that's
that?
Something.
Where were you when you first heard about Pearl Harbor?
When I first heard about what?
Pearl Harbor. Oh, I'm done. I'm afraid we're out of time.
Oh, but I still would like the answer.
Where were you when Pearl Harbor was bombed, Dorothy?
Oh.
Do you remember, darling?
Yeah.
You do remember?
Where were you?
Where were I?
Where was you?
Uh-huh. Where was you?
What year was that?
1944? 41, I'm sorry, Rob.
December...
I was Barry in Iowa.
You were in Iowa.
How about that?
Isn't that something? She got the state.
Do you like Iowa?
Well, I lived there a good years.
And Dorothy, what is your favorite food for dinner?
Oh, I don't have anything.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
How about that?
All right.
Okay, Buzz, what's the...
Whatever I can find out of the refrigerator.
There you go, Dorothy. God bless you.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Have you been interviewed on the radio much since you've become the world's oldest mayor?
Yes, everybody tells me about it, but I don't see it here at home.
You don't hear it at home. Are you going to do anything special? Isn't that something? Are you going to do anything special as mayor?
How about that?
Well, I'm not planning on it.
You're just going to keep things the way they are, huh?
How about that?
Isn't that something?
How
isn't that something?
That? How about that?
Thank you, Dorothy.
Hey, do you cook, Dorothy?
Yeah.
How about that?
Isn't that something? What's your specialty? Is there anything you cook better than anything else?
Now we're cheating.
Yeah, I make my rice puddings.
How about that?
Every place I go, they say, bring your pudding.
I want one first.
What are you getting mad at me?
I want one first.
All right, go ahead.
What's your favorite? You make rice pudding?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Dorothy, you've been absolutely charming.
Oh, thank you.
Isn't that something? How about that? I'm sorry. Mike, go ahead.
Did you enjoy being on the show?
No.
Did you enjoy being on the show?
Well, sure. Why not?
How about that?
There she is.
There you go.
Everybody, her name is Dorothy Gieben.
Yeah.
Rhymes with Phoebe, and she's 96, and she's the mayor of Ocean Breeze Park, Florida.
May you have a successful, happy, and healthy term, and God bless you, Dorothy.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
What town am I, or what city am I talking from?
We're
Isn't
all over
that something? You don't know
that.
Where we're broadcast.
We're all over the country.
We're a national show, darling.
International.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, don't be corrupt now.
No.
Yeah, you don't take any payoffs or anything like that.
Oh, no.
You've never done that, have you?
No, not a bit.
Isn't that something?
How about that,
Dorothy? I am still organist of our Jensen Beach Christian Church.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
And I am still
Jesus is the man. And you're still what, darling?
And I'm still treasurer.
You're treasurer?
Isn't that something?
But I have two assistants because our church has grown so.
And boy, there's just not enough time in the day. How about that?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Good luck with the organ.
I don't get paid for one booming thing.
Oh, you do it all for free. Isn't that something?
Don't look at me like that, Mike. Dorothy, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Dorothy. Bye bye.
Bye bye. And good luck to both of everybody.
Thank you. And to you.
Hey,
okay.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
What?
You are something.
You are.
You are something.
Well, I sure thank you.
How about that? You are something.
Okay.
I'm out.